In our new Get Palliative Care podcast series, A Quality Life, you'll learn how palliative care can benefit a patient facing a serious illness. Today, there is an increasing focus on how medical practitioners help patients cope with their illnesses and live more fully. This can include managing fatigue, the side effects of treatments, and pain. For John Coe, a 21-year-old college student who has colorectal cancer, having access to a hospital-based palliative care team dedicated to addressing his pain made a real difference in his life, care, and outlook. In between a conversation that spans his love of cars, DJing, mixing club music, and the tremendous support he has from his parents, friends, and girlfriend, John gives us some insight into how managing his pain and palliative care intersect.
Every single time I went to the hospital, I went into the ER first. But then it was, every single time was because I was having excruciating pain. I got admitted maybe like 8 times this year. But then at the very beginning of it, one of my first couple of stays was around a month long. So during that month, I was just getting terrible pain.
John shares how uncontrolled pain led him to learning about palliative care.
The palliative care group was trying all these regimens because a lot of the medication that we first tried out in the beginning wasn't really working for me. I mean, their main goal was to help me make sure that I was not in pain, and they basically succeeded in that goal. They saved my life. They had to go to some pretty crazy lengths to get me here.
The team approach is a linchpin to how John's overall care is directed.
They definitely have a whole team, and they all work together, basically. They try to come in all at the same time, though. It's just how are you doing? How's your pain? How are you feeling recently? Are you depressed? Are you sad? How's stuff going at home? Yeah, in the hospital, everyone talks with each other, all the doctors talk with me, my oncologist, the gastrologist, the surgeon, the palliative team, they all talk with each other. And they all have meetings together about me to make sure everything's okay.
John explains how his quality of life changed through palliative care.
They improved it by managing my pain, because they're really the ones that control what type of medications they give me, what I get, and they're the ones that know where I like to pinpoint the spots and where the pain is. So I guess I definitely got better ever since I met them.
The emotional support John receives from medical professionals, as well as from his family and those in his social circle, is crucial to his well-being.
For me, I've just been trying to stay as positive as possible, because I can't. I just need to, have that good support. I need to have that positive mindset, because it's a really big part of my health.
John wants other patients facing serious illnesses to understand how palliative care can help.
I would definitely recommend it. Palliative care, they take care of you very well. They do all they can to make sure that you're comfortable and make sure that you're not suffering from the pain that you are having. And I'll tell them that they're definitely, top-notch, people to entrust, your life with, because they really do care for you, and they really want to keep you comfortable and make sure that you're okay at all times. Everyone should definitely be asking for it.
For more information, visit getpalliativecare.org.